Well, hi again, everybody, and welcome. It's the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge. It's the internet radio show, the podcast that you can download and listen to and play along with and maybe even learn some interesting trivia about classic pop and rock and roll music from the past. So thank you for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. Yeah, this is episode number 17 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge. We will play you clues, just short snippets of the great openings from five songs from five decades. It'll give you a chance to see if you know what the song is, maybe who the artist was, and if you're really good, even the year. And in a few minutes, we'll give you the answer. And as a bonus, we'll give you some trivia about each of the songs, a little background about how they came to be written or recorded or something interesting about it. Let's get to it. How about that? We will start out with five hits, five songs. This is something from the 1960s. Yeah, we play each clue two times so that you make sure that you can hear it. How about something like this one from the 1970s? Yeah, just the tiniest bit of the opening of these great classic hits. This is from the 80s. Each of these songs were classics. They were all hits in their own time. How about something from the 1990s? And finally, something from the decade of the 2000s. There you go. Five hits from five decades. And in a minute, we'll see how you did, if you were able to identify any of those songs and the artist. And we, as I said, will give you a little bit of trivia about each one of those. Speaking of trivia, do want to talk very quickly about the Trivia Factory. If you happen to be in the Atlanta area, if you live here or are going to be visiting, we invite you to come out and play some trivia live. We do live trivia tournaments, about 50 or so a week at last count, all over the North Georgia area. I invite you to come out on Monday nights when I host trivia at a great little family restaurant called Wings and Things in Fayetteville. You can find out more about it at thetriviafactory.com. It's always a good time to come out and enjoy. And we welcome many of our listeners, or folks who play trivia with us on a regular basis. And of course, if you are not from Atlanta, this is a way through the podcast that we can share some of our favorite trivia with you and challenge you a little bit as well. Well, speaking of that, let's get going with the answers. Five songs, five decades. And if you'll remember, this was our hit from the 1960s. It was from 1968, a top 10 hit for the Occasions. And I'm a girl watcher.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by.
Well, the Occasions were an American pop group from Wilson, North Carolina. The group first formed under the name The K's. Girl Watcher was first released on a local record label before being released nationally by ABC. It was in the top 10 for 9 weeks and in the top 100 for half a year. But it was the Occasions' only major hit, and they never released a second full-length album. Now, Wayne Pittman, who was an original member and manager of the group, has continued the Occasions as a party band throughout the Southeast. And of note, in 1987, Girl Watcher was reworked as I'm a Wheel Watcher. It was used to promote the TV game show Wheel of Fortune. This was your hit from 1970s. Yeah, a classic from 1977. Lynyrd Skynyrd and What's Your Name? Well, the song talks about meeting up with a girl in a town that they were playing a gig. Some of the lyrics say, "Won't you come upstairs, girl, and have a drink of champagne? What's your name, little girl?" It's based on a true story. One night when the band was on tour, they were drinking at their hotel bar when one of the roadies got into a fight. They all got kicked out, went to a room, ordered champagne, and continued to party. Now, contrary to the lyrics, the incident did not happen in Boise, Idaho. Now, the first line of the song originally was, "It's 8 o'clock, and boys, it's time to go." But lead singer Ronnie Van Zant changed it when he found out that his brother Donnie was opening his first national tour with his band, 38 Special, in Boise. So, in honor of that, the first line became, "It's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho." Here was your hit from the 1980s. Did you recognize it? It was from 1988 and Rick Astley, "Together Forever." Yeah, it was recorded by Rick Astley and went to the number one spot in the Billboard Hot 100 on June 18th, 1988. It was Astley's second and final U.S. chart topper. His first number one was "Never Gonna Give You Up." Based on the success in 1988, Rick Astley was nominated for a Grammy Award for the Best New Artist of the Year. He lost to Tracy Chapman. The song had the distinction of having a TV episode named in its honor. The popular Canadian teen drama Degrassi, The Next Generation, is known for naming episodes after hit songs from the 80s, and it named an episode after Together Forever. Well, here was our hit from the 1990s. It was from 1992, House of Pain and Jump Around.
So get out your seat and jump around, jump around, jump around.
Well, House of Pain was an Irish-styled American hip-hop group who released three albums in the early to mid-90s before their lead rapper, Everlast, decided to pursue his own solo career. Jump Around was the group's first and best-known hit. VH1's website biography of the group said that House of Pain celebrated their Irish-American heritage by wearing green, drinking prodigious amounts of beer, and swearing constantly. It certainly earned them the attention at the outset, particularly when it was tied to a single like Jump Around, but the bottom quickly fell out of their career. And finally, we had this hit from the decade of the 2000s. Yeah, it's from 2001. Pink sang it. It's "Get This Party Started." Well, the song was written by Linda Perry from the group Four Non-Blondes, and she wrote the "Let's Get This Party Started" while she was learning how to program a drum machine. During an interview, she said that she programmed her first beat, then picked up a bass guitar and decided to put in what she called every wrong instrument. She said she finished the song by including every catchphrase you could possibly imagine before laughing at the realization that she had written a potential hit single and her first dance song. In another interview, she said that she wrote the song years before Pink recorded it. She said that she felt that it was a big hit, but that it didn't suit herself. But she did think that Pink might be the right person for the song, and she introduced it to her. Well, there you go. There were your five songs, five bits of trivia about it. We will be back next week with another episode of the great openings, music trivia challenge. You can always find our show notes on my blog, and that would be at jimdriscoll.net. And your feedback's always appreciated. You can find us at jimradio@gmail.com. Oh, yeah, thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening and playing along, and we'll see you next time on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.